Triple P Daily is on. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. I'm recording this on Wednesday. This daily will go out tomorrow morning as the Purple Project Podcast Weekly episode 92 will be going out here in a little bit as well. When this comes out, episode 92 of the Purple Project Podcast will be up wherever you get your podcast. So make sure you download it and take a listen to it as well. And we got a special guest coming up on Friday. Technically, we're going to be recording that, or I'm going to be recording that tomorrow night. I'm going to have to do, we are scheduled to do it a little early because of the time frame that this guest has. So again, we'll be doing this a little early, but it'll be into your hands by the weekend. So definitely check it out. And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the Purple Project Podcast daily and weekly editions as we continue to post content almost every day of the week. Tennis has taken a backseat for a while. Obviously, there is so much. I listed off so many activities in the 92 episode 92 of the PPPWD edition of the podcast. So you're gonna have to go back and listen to that as well. Tennis is still winless in conference play. They lose to Texas Tech first. They got swept against Texas Tech back at the Body First Indoor Tennis Center on Saturday, 4-0 there. I'm not going to dive in too much on that. And we're going to go to the recent one, TCU. TCU rallied back to knock off K-State there. Apparently, K-State was 56th ranked coming in here. So, apparently, for whatever reason, we weren't ranked against Texas Tech, but we were ranked against TCU, whatever. K-State dropped another match. They get swept for the second consecutive weekend. They're on the road. Oklahoma either was last weekend or it was the weekend prior to last weekend there. They dropped both games in the state of Oklahoma to the Oklahoma teams. And then you lose to the Texas teams. Texas Tech first. They got swept there. And a fall to TCU, 4-2 there at Mike Gloss Tennis Stadium there. K-State now 6-8 overall. And more importantly, if you want to look at it that way, K-State Nation 0-4 in Big 12 play there as well. The doubles, K-State doubles did get a point out of this. But singles matches, the number one seed, three seed, four seed, and five seeds lost. The only one that won their single match there was, and I'll have to get to that. I have to get to that momentarily. A quote from Jordan Smith, the head coach of the women's tennis team. Quote, "I thought we put ourselves in great position after doubles." Quote, "It has been a few matches since we entered singles with a lead. Unfortunately, we have up to 2 points way too quickly in singles, and we gave TCU confidence to get back in the match. Just lacking a sense of urgency in a few of our spots today," end quote. Yeah, so that's very unfortunate there. That sounds all too familiar. This happens all the time. Not just tennis, obviously. Baseball, when you have an opponent on the ropes and you don't put them away, it gives them new life. Perfect example right here in this instance here. They get TCU in a hole and they couldn't close them out as well. And apparently, we want to dive into the case of women's roster, tennis roster. Anyways, Karina Marion Job, Marina Linares, knocked off Aleska Savichin and Alyssa Soventa. They're the number one seeds there in the doubles match there, 6-1. Job and Linares take them out there as well. And then Florentine Deckers and Iona Gregojeda in the number two spot there, also defeated the Isabella Pascal and Mercedes. I'm going to butcher her last name. I'll just roll with Mercedes, 6-1 there as well. Alarova in her singles match against Mirmita Rica were locked up 4-4 there as well. K-State already had a point in that as well here. I'm going to go right to the matches here. Yeah, and the only singles winner, guess who? Marina Linares knocked off Mercedes again, her last name's too tough to pronounce, so I'm with it anyways. 6-7, 6-2, 3-0. So Linares got a point for K-State there. Everyone else lost in the singles matchup, including Deckers against Jade Ortway, 6-4, 6-2. Iona Gregorita lost to Isabella Pascal, 3-6, 6-2, 6-4. Dunera Ariova lost to Stevie Kennedy, 6-1, 6-3. And I thought we had, apparently I missed the sixth seed here. To add to the to Maria's win was Mimi Yukita defeated Addy Guevara of TCU 6-4, 6-2 there as well. So that's 2 points actually, or should have been 2 points, another point there for the sixth seed. Apparently it didn't count for what it was there. We already said Job and Leonardis knocked off the number one seed doubles for TCU there. And actually, yeah, Deckers and Greg Ojeda knocked off Isabel and Mercedes 6-1 in their doubles matchup there. Meanwhile, yeah, and then we had Ariova and Yukita and against Kennedy and Ortway. They were also locked up, but they didn't finish their matchup. I don't get it. I don't understand these unfinished matchups there. Was it time issues there, or is it time sensitive, or I don't understand that. And that's not the first time I've read and looked over these stats when it comes to unfinished. That's like Alex was saying, and I'm going to have a sneak preview Alex talking about in the daily that's going to be coming out here shortly. Not daily, the weekly edition, episode 92, talking about miss making up games. Obviously, Air Force, the game was canceled. The one of two anyways, due to rainy weather that we've been getting for most of the week so far, and they don't want to make it up. And today, apparently, I don't know, they're at this recording, they're still playing. I'm going to check that out here. Obviously, it's going to come out tomorrow. This is the Pro Patrick Podcast Daily Edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer here with you for a few minutes here, so I'm going to check here real quick. It's going to be a moot point anyway, as this podcast is going to go out here. Let's see if I can do something here for a second here. Let's see, pull up a schedule, baseball. There we go. Yeah, so let's see here. I'm going to scatter here for a second here. Let's see, yeah, pull up their stats here. Yeah, because this right now, it's close to six here. Yeah, after recording of this podcast, folks, Air Force leading K-State, trying to hand K-State's first loss at Toyton all year long, all season to this point. And it's still early. Who's hitting right now? Air Force stunning K-State 3-2. Yes, Air Force is batting. My goodness, it's been a while since I read baseball stats. Live in action right now, 3-2 in the rain. This is a complete game. So what I mean by complete game is that if you get past the top of the fifth inning, you're pretty much half. You get into the middle of the fifth inning, you're halfway. So this would be an official game with weather in the area right now. It's been overcast most of the day and chilly right now. 3-2 right now is the score. And Air Force has a man on second with one out in the top of the sixth, looking to add to that lead there as well. Air Force struck first in the top of the first, and added two more in the third. K-State got on the board in the first, not in the first, the third, and added one a few moments ago. And now Air Force is threatening yet again. 3-2 right now, but when this podcast rolls out tomorrow morning, we're going to know who won this game. A lot more on this Air Force game on the next edition of the Triple P Podcast. The Pearl Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. We are out there in the podcasting world. You can find us wherever you get your podcast from there. But that's going to be it on this tennis / live in baseball recap. Take away the recap of this edition of the Daily. Again, Eddie Greer, the host of the Pro Project Podcast, daily and weekly editions of the podcast. Again, another big week in store for you guys by the time this is out. Episode 92 out wherever you get your podcast, the weekly edition. And we will roll out episode 93 as well on Friday night, and tomorrow night or late tomorrow afternoon, I'll be recording that one with our special guest who wanted to hop on immediately. He said yes right off the bat. I'm excited to get him on the show. Again, I'm not going to spoil anything on that as well, but that's going to put a wrap on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.